Hello there. Welcome to our 24th and final business writing lesson. This is going to be the conclusion of our journey so far. So in the message that we're going to see today, we also have a person who is finishing their own journey. So the person who is sending the message is retiring. That means that now they get to enjoy their life and they don't have to work anymore. So not only do we have a person that is finishing their journey, they're also full of reasons to be excited about the future, exactly like you. So this person who is retiring is a manager. So that means we're going to have new management in the company. And even if the reason for the change in management is not as good as this one, well, it's always a good idea to be prepared for the kind of language that is going to be used in this kind of communication. So what we're going to do now is we're going to look at this message and we're going to try and understand what's happening in the text. So why don't we go ahead and take a look at this text? Let's go. First of all, let's take a look at who is sending this message and to whom. So we have a message from Chris Takahara to the internal communications list. So that means Chris is sending a message to this list of emails that contains pretty much everyone inside the department. And that's why he starts the message by saying, "Hello, all." And then he says, "As you may well know, I am something from my position as US regional manager in order to finally enjoy my retirement." So what is the action that he is doing from his position? Is he stepping down? Is he stepping up? Or is he stepping around from his position? Well, to step around means that you have an obstacle and then you step around the obstacle. So it doesn't really make sense in this context, right? Stepping up means that you are climbing something, you are going up. So it doesn't make sense. He is retiring now, so he can't be going up in the corporate ladder. Doesn't really make sense. However, when you have stepping down, that means that you are leaving a certain position. So when he says that he is stepping down from his position, he means that he is leaving his job. So let's choose option A, which is the most appropriate option here. We have had a fantastic something together. So here we have a very idiomatic use of a word. In this case, the word is run. So you can use a run to talk about a certain period of time in which you did something along with a group of people. So we have had a fantastic run is very similar to the idea that would be communicated by we have had fantastic times together. So why can't it be C, times? Well, because you have a before fantastic. A is only for singular nouns. So you could have, for example, we have had a fantastic time together, but not times. So in this case, our best option is going to be option A. We've had a fantastic run together. And now I feel it is time to pass on my duties and responsibilities to someone who's something such a talented, hard-working team. So what's the quality that this person who is going to receive his duties and responsibilities, what does this person need to have in order to receive this new position? Does this person need to be capable of leading, capable to lead, or capable to leading? When you are talking about a person's capabilities, well, you're not going to use the preposition to after capable, so B and C are out. Instead, what you're going to do is you're going to use the preposition of. So if you're talking about a very talented person, one thing that you could say is he's capable of doing great things. He is capable of doing great things. He has this immense capability. So let's choose the option that has this structure, which is option A. I am happy to announce that my role will, starting next month, be taken over by our something sales manager, David Smith. Remember David Smith from the first lesson? The guy who was interviewing to join this this company? Well, he's come a long way. So starting next month, which means from next month to whenever in the future, this role is going to be taken over by our current sales manager, David Smith, our actual sales manager, or our currently sales manager. I've already talked about this this pair of false cognates before, haven't I? So if we are talking about somebody who is in a certain position at this time, you're not going to use actual, you're going to use current. Just like you don't use actually to talk about atualmente, you're not going to use actual to talk about atual. Instead, our best option is option A, current. Currently, option C would be wrong because it is an adverb. It's not an adjective, which is what we need. So let's go ahead and choose option A. And so he continues by saying, I have something whatsoever that he is capable of handling all the responsibilities that this position brings. So right away, the first word that we see is whatsoever, whatsoever. What does this mean? Well, it is a complement to a few negative expressions of quantity. So usually you're going to see the expression none whatsoever to say something like absolutely none, absolutely nothing. Another kind of expression that you will see very often is, for example, I have no money whatsoever. No money whatsoever. So this reinforces the idea that I have absolutely no money. So what do we have in the blank here? We have none doubt whatsoever. We have any doubt whatsoever and no doubt whatsoever. So any doubt is out because any is not necessarily in this context. It does not work as a negative. If the phrase was negative, like I don't have any doubt whatsoever, then it would be a valid option, but not without the negation before. So take a look at these two examples that I wrote. Well, you have none whatsoever, you have no money whatsoever. Notice that none does not have anything after it, before whatsoever. And if you choose option A, then you're going to have none doubt whatsoever, which doesn't fit. It doesn't work correctly. So the best option here is going to be option C. I have no doubt whatsoever, which means I am 100% certain. I don't have any questions about this. I have no doubt at all about this situation. He has done stellar work throughout the years he has been a part of our team, and his management skills are second to none. Something I am certain some of you must have already seen. So there's a lot of interesting expressions in this group of sentences, right? So first of all, the word stellar. Stellar means absolutely fantastic. So something that is really, really remarkable, stellar work. Then you have the expression second to none. Second to none means that they are his management skills are incomparable. They are the best. So this is a very idiomatic expression. So if you try to translate second to none, it's going to sound a little bit weird. Just imagine that this means that nobody is better than him. Nobody has better management skills than this guy, according to the message. And so the last part is going to add some more information. Here we are talking about something that the person who is writing assumes to be true. So how would you say that? How I am certain? As I am certain, or why I am certain? Well, how and why do not work as conjunctions, and it would make no sense to choose A or C, especially since we have B, as, which gives us this precise idea. So here he is assuming a certain piece of information. In Portuguese, it would be something like como vocês já devem ter visto. So as you must have already seen. So as is going to function in the same way as this como. So let's choose it and see what's next. With new management, something, a renewed sense of purpose and orientation. So what he's saying here is that this new manager is bringing some of this sense of purpose, of direction, of orientation. So does that mean that with new management goes a renewed sense of purpose, arrives or comes a renewed sense of purpose and orientation? Well, goes doesn't really make sense here, right? Because new management is coming in. So you can't say that the good things are leaving. That wouldn't make sense. And then you have option B, arrives. Arrives doesn't really work here because arrive is much better for people. So for example, somebody arrives home after traveling. Or maybe even somebody arrives late at the office. But this idea of company, of bringing something along, is going to be better represented by come. So with new management comes a renewed sense of purpose and orientation. That gives us the idea that this new management is bringing new feeling along with it. So let's choose option C. Our overall goals and priorities remain similar, but David's something style is certainly going to inject new life in your daily tasks. He will address all upcoming changes next week at the general meeting. So there, in the last sentence, you have the word address. So you're probably used to hearing people talk about their email address. But here we are talking about a verb, and it's pronounced differently. So you have an email address, but you address an audience. So to address means to talk about a subject. So when he's saying that he will address all upcoming changes next week, that means he is going to talk about all of these upcoming changes next week. So he's going to describe them. He's going to clarify these things. But what about his style? What is special about David's style? Is it energyful? Is it energetic or is it energic? Well, this one's really easy because A, energyful, does not exist. And C, energetic, doesn't really exist either. It's such an incredibly rare word that it's even hard to find any reference to it. On the other hand, option B, energetic, is a perfectly valid word. And also, it has a very appropriate meaning. To say that David's style is energetic means that he is full of energy. He is always excited about his work. So let's choose option B and move on. We discussed some of his ideas for the something future. So we are talking about a short-term future, so not very far into the future. So which expression would you use for that? Close future, nearby future, or near future? Well, the problem with options A and B is that close and nearby, they're used for physical distances. And here we're talking about a distance in time. That means that the only option here that would be appropriate and adequate in this context would be near future. So when you talk about the near future, depending on the context, you can be talking about the next few months or maybe the next few days or even next few years if you're talking about a long process. So here, the best option is C. And knowing how exciting the next years are certainly going to be almost makes me wish something a little longer with you all. But it's time to move on and to say thanks for all the hard work and great times we've had. So here in the last part, he says that it's time to move on. It's time to move on. So this is what you say when you are talking about something that's going to be left behind. So I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm changing my career, or I'm retiring. So it's time to move on. But in the first part, he says that he knows the next years are going to be very exciting. And what else? Let's take a look at the blank. So all this almost makes me wish I can stay, makes me wish I could stay, or makes me wish I will stay. Well, if you are thinking about a situation that's impossible and you are kind of imagining the best possible situations, well, what you're gonna say is, I wish I could do that. So after I wish, you're very often gonna have I wish I were a manager. I wish I were rich. Or maybe you can have would. I wish this would happen. So similarly, you can't have I wish I can. That doesn't make sense. Instead, what you would have is I wish I could. So you are expressing a desire. So you wish that you had this ability to do something, or the possibility of doing something that you're talking about. So what he's saying in the first part of this section of his message is that he knows the next years are going to be amazing under David's leadership. And these next years are going to be so good, he almost wishes that he could stay for a little while longer. But since he's retiring, he's not going to spend any more time at the company. So our best option is going to be option B. I wish I could stay. This makes me wish I could stay. And so this is it. This is our final text in our final lesson. Time flies when you're having fun. So now let's take a look at the message. So you have Chris Takahara, and he is sending a message to the internal communications list because he wants to talk to everyone. And that's also why he says, hello all. So he starts by saying that he is finally going to enjoy his retirement. And so before he leaves, he's going to pass on his responsibilities to David Smith. Then he makes sure to tell everyone that David is an outstanding manager and that everything is going to be fine. And then he looks to the future and he seems very optimistic. He says that there's going to be a new sense of purpose, a new sense of direction and orientation. And David's energetic style is going to make things work very well. And then he says that he is so happy with this new situation, with this new management, that he almost wishes that he could stay a little bit longer. But he's retiring, right? So he can't stay. He needs to go and enjoy his life. And so he says thanks and goodbye. And just like Chris, I wish I could stay a little bit longer with you, but this is our final lesson. As always, feel free to ask any questions down below in the comments. Also, feel free to send us an email. Even though you have reached the end of the course, believe me, you have not reached the end of the learning process. You are still learning. I am still learning. Everybody is always learning. Just remember to be confident. Remember to trust your own abilities. And I can guarantee you, you are gonna go very far. So I wish you all the luck in the world in your professional life. And thank you. Thank you very much for joining us and for following the course from beginning to end. It means a lot for everyone at Fluency Academy, and it means a lot to me as your teacher. And that's it for today. Happy studies!